Yo, Supreme Alliance Radio, it's your boy Just. We back in the building, and we got a guest all the way from Jamaica, out there in the islands in the sunshine. You know what I mean? We up here in Jersey, was all cold. I'm kind of jealous right now. So we're going to get to sit and talk to Miss Nubian Red about her new style of music called Jam Rock. I'm listening to her. I listen to her music, and it's very different. It's good, and it got that rock soul feel to it. You know what I mean? But without further ado, Miss Nubian Red, how you doing today, ma?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm well. You know, 2020 has been a year, you know, for all of those who survive it. You know, we're just grateful and we're just thankful and we're living in the positive and just hopefully good things for 2021. Let's just finish this out one good and just start 2021 on a new footing and just enjoy life and live in the goodness and live in love, of course.
Actually, that's what your music is like based on, like living life and being joyful and loveful. And I mean, just tell us a little bit about the style, like jam rock. Where you come up with that style of music from? Like, how did you create that?
Okay, well, of course, yes, the music is based on a philosophy, you know, of goodness, of love, of enlightenment, of the knowing. The style that we did, it's something that came to us after, you know, just sitting there and just vibing and whatever, just the inspiration gave us. That's what came out of it. So when we thought of it, it's like a fusion of rock and classical and jazz and all the music out there in the world with something that is truly Jamaican. So, you know, you'll hear a little bit of reggae, you'll hear a little bit of dancehall, you'll get to hear a little bit of what we call mento. It's a different style of Jamaican music that we've had for a long time, but, you know, sometimes it's not that it's outlived itself. It's just that it's not as popular. So we fuse it with something else and make it better. That's all we're thinking about. Making all we have and all we've got, you know, better. You know, you have to reach different ears and they have to understand it. So it's just what the inspiration that comes for us to utilize and to get other people engaged with the sounds of Jamaica, not just reggae or dancehall, but there are other zones here too.
Almost definitely, yeah. I mean, I listen to, because me myself, I listen to all types of music. You know what I mean? So I hear different sounds come out of Jamaica. I'm saying besides the dancehall and the reggae. And your sound is definitely different. You know what I mean? What would you say would be some of your inspirations when you come down to, like, when you're recording and writing and stuff? What would be some of your inspirations? Besides the fact you live on a beautiful island.
It's the fact that we live here on this beautiful island. It's the mystic of it just whispering to us, you know, because when I sit down with my co-writer and the person who helps us with the instrumentals, it's not a say we're forcing the issue. It's something that's coming to us to say, you know, this is what it's supposed to sound like. This is what it's supposed to feel like. These are the lyrical content it's supposed to have. Even when we try to change it to adjust for ourselves, because we think it would make more sense to sing it a certain way, we keep hearing the same thing. So I just think it's a mystical, powerful thing that's here. We're just thankful and blessed to be able to hear the voice and be able to create what we've created so far. So it's not just on the surface level. It's deep. I'm telling you, it's deep. It's not one thing. Of course, I grew up here on the island listening to all the music that Jamaica has to offer, and it feeds your spirit at different. When you get up, you hear something, I love it. I love it.
So tell me, like, you sent me like three tracks. First, I want to ask you about Freight Train. Now, how'd you come up with that one? That's like a hard track. Like, you're telling me you're angry at somebody on that track.
That one is a funny one because I used to work for somebody before I go all the way transition into music. I used to go to work. I used to have a day job. So it's just one of those things when you examine these so-called bosses behaving a certain way that, you know, you have to say something is coming for you. You don't see it yet, but I will never tell you how to live your lie, because what you're living is a lie. If you're not living in goodness, it's not the truth. The truth is always something positive.
And we got this. We got Freight Train was that one, and then What You Say was more.
What You Say. Actually, I'm not the writer of that one. Atai Lee, who's the co-writer on most of the songs, he did that one. I came in and put in my two cents where I'm inspired to do that. So when he gave me song and feeling it speaks power and truth to all the things that are going on in the world right now, right this very moment. You know, people say a lot of things, they'll talk a lot of things, but it's basically what you do that really matters.
Exactly. That's definitely the truth. People, you can say anything. It's all about how you know live your life, and you know what I mean, and what you do in your life. And so it's definitely a powerful song. Last one to me was Lost Thing. Like, what's that about? Tell people what that one was about.
I didn't get that.
The last track you sent me was Lost Thing. You heard me?
I'm not hearing you so clearly.
I'm sorry. No, I'm saying the last track that you sent me was called Lost Thing. Let the people know a little bit about that track.
Barely. Okay.
You heard me?
Barely. You're in and out, and I'm not sure what's going on.
I know it's hard, like, especially with you being over there and the issues you're having with the internet and everything. No, the last track I was asking about was called Lost Thing. You still here?
Thank you. I'm not sure what's going on. I'm hearing you. It's the vocals are frying, and I hear every other word that you say, but not a complete sentence. So I'm not sure.
Sorry about that. Nah, I know the connection is crazy. I was asking about the lost track.
No problem.
The
technology. It has its flaws.
Yeah. It's a good and bad thing. You know what I mean? It's a good and bad. It's a blessing and a curse at the same time. So, now I was asking about the last track that you sent me, Lost Thing.
Okay. Yeah, that's a vibration of, you know, people feeling sadness and feeling lost and overwhelming life. It's something to say, you know, life just keeps on moving. So you have to just get up and do what you have to do at the end of the day, because, you know, as much as you're feeling lost and all of these things around you telling you everything bad, it's just an illusion. The goodness is there. It's for you to just move in the spirit of goodness and just get on with it, because, yeah, it's hard. The mountain is there to climb, and it's hard. But, you know, while you're here, still have breath. You can get up and do it. So don't let the troubles of the world overwhelm you. One day at a time, one step at a time, and you get to your destination.
Oh yeah, no, that's something actually I tell my son, my oldest son. He's in college, and I was talking to him the other day. He gave me a whole list of things that he was worried about. I said, listen, take one thing at a time, and don't let it stress you out. You know, because you know you don't want to overwhelm yourself. So just take one thing at a time, one day at a time, and just relax. Listen to some music. I know it's been real crazy in Jamaica this past year, especially with besides the COVID thing, with all the storms out there and everything. Like, how are people coping out there? Is everything getting better or?
It's a challenge, and one of the beautiful things about Jamaica and Jamaicans is that we are resilient. No matter what has been thrown our way for years, we're still here, we're still moving, we're still thriving. It's not the best of times, I tell you, but the heavy rains have done some damage. We haven't gotten a full-on blown storm yet. we don't expect to, so we're crossing our fingers on that one. But we've gotten tail feathers, and the tail feathers were not pretty. We still had damage, not as bad as somewhere else. And, you know, we're thankful. You know, we pray for our brothers and sisters here in the Caribbean impacted by the numerous storms that we all have to face every hurricane season. But it's just one of those things. Where you live is where you live. You could have lived in an earthquake zone. We could have lived in a volcanic activity where volcanic activity is present a lot. So, you know, we give thanks. The rock blesses us. So, you know, we just keep the strength and move on. The COVID thing is, and of itself, you know, one of those things that breaks your heart and breaks your spirit, because you watch people you know and people you love just vanish, you know, and there are a lot of people across the world who have died. And I can just imagine in countries like yours, where you're in New York, and I mean, you probably seen it and you probably heard about it. It's devastating. But you know, we breathe, we learn to overcome, because that's part of human nature. We just learn to overcome things no matter how trying they are, how, you know, heart-wrenching they are to go through, and to just be present and be thankful that you're still here and you still have the legs to continue the journey. So that's what I think, you know, it's most teaching and telling from this year, these experiences that we've had here in Jamaica and elsewhere in the world, because it's everything is a lesson, but this one was, you know, a kind of a bigger lesson, and the treasure in it is for us to come out and be better versions of ourselves after this, better versions of ourselves.
Absolutely. Now, I mean, it really tells about a person's character to go through tragedy and make it, you know what I'm saying, on up to the other side. So it's been hard up here too. Like, I'm in Jersey, and like, I see it every day. I hear it every day. You know what I'm saying? People getting sick and passing away from this disease and everything. But, you know, like I said, we're built for it tough. You know what I mean? We're going to make it through it. You know what I mean? So, but let's get back to you know, the music. Like, how did you come up with your name, Nubian Red? Like, where did that name come from?
I knew it had to have red in there, because the steps that I'm taking was bold, and red signifies that. So I said, you know, it has to have some fire, some flame, some drive, some desire of that nature to say, yeah, it's bold and it's different and it's unassuming and unafraid at the same time. The Nubian part of it is just, it's an ancestry thing. I have to embrace where I am, who I am, and where I come from. So that's a multitude of things. I'm in the world, I'm off the world, but of course, my genetics will trace back to the motherland, to Africa, to people like the Maroons. Those were the fighters of the West Indies. They fight for liberation. They fight for freedom. They fight for what is right. So, you know, it is in that spirit. I know that, you know, this is something, a fight, something that I have to fight for if, you know, I wanted to reach the level where it can reach. So, you know, I have to embody that fighting spirit, that movement spirit, you know, of gathering and doing what is necessary at any given time. So, you know, I didn't think that I'd be here doing all this, but can I say I've been chosen, and I think I'm blessed for that. So I give thanks and do what the inspiration and the higher powers have in store for me, because I don't know yet. I'm just walking the journey that is set up before me and praying that, you know, whatever it is good.
Absolutely. Now, the name is beautiful. Like, I seen your page. That's why I reached out to you. I was like, all right, let me see what's going on with it. And I mean, and I heard your music. I'm like, definitely got to get it on the show and talk to it, because it's different and it's live. Like, you can feel the energy when you say your name. You know what I mean? Nubian Red. Like, all right, something about that. The three tracks you sent me, is that part of a whole project, or those are just singles that you got out?
Those are just the singles, but they're actually a part of the entire project because we were planning on naming the album Evolution, which, you know, it's a long lot of songs, you know, along that feel, along that what you call it, energy that speaks to goodness and truth. So, you know, that's what we're pushing for. And the album is taking a while, like many albums, but we have the tracks. It's just a matter of finishing production and putting it out there. But we're just releasing the singles so people can know who Nubian Red is and what, you know, we have to offer under the brand, under the name Nubian Red. It's a movement. It's an energy. It's a spirit. And of course, it's a brand, but you know, the bigger part of it, messaging and the music.
Absolutely. Now, who would you say would be your biggest inspiration as far as artists go?
I can't pick one specific person because it's too many. You know, it's too many. I grew up in listening to records on loudspeakers in a bar because my stepdad had a bar and they would play music from, you know, the oldest of reggae to the 1970s of 70s of that's my baby. My baby boy, he's not leaving mama. That's my baby boy. He's not leaving mama. No matter what I tell him, say, I'll be back in a little bit. He like, nah, you're not going, I'm not going to leave you alone. Yeah, like the 1970s, it's the Sam Cooks, the Al Greens. We've heard them from the Aretha Franklin, you know, to things I don't even know about, like country and Western. I grew up listening to that. So I can't pick one artist. I've been told that I remind people of Lauryn Hill and Sade, and it's an honor to be compared. But at the same time, Nubian Red is still trying to be Nubian Red. So, you know, I'm thankful that people recognize the quality and respect the work that we have done. So we're thankful for that, and we're grateful.
Oh, yeah, you definitely have a beautiful voice. Like, me personally, I don't think it's like anybody that I heard before. You know what I'm saying? You got a unique voice and unique sound. So that's one thing I love about artists that's on the rise, their uniqueness. You know what I'm saying? Being original. So I always look for that. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's easy to sound like somebody else, but it's hard to be yourself. You know what I mean? So I like that.
Yes.
So you said Nubian Red is a brand. So you got, I mean, besides like other videos and the music, what else y'all got going on with Nubian Red?
Well, we do have the merchandise, which is on our website, www.nubianred.com. That's a plug for us. Thanks. Yeah, yes. So we do have that. I do have a talk show. A video. He's trying to stick it in. Yeah. Yeah. See, Mama will be with you shortly. Yeah, go play. My 5-year-old. You know, my one and only child. It's just a blessing. So I don't complain. I don't complain at all. Yeah. I'm Mama, and he's not leaving my side. And you know, because of everything else, we have to be isolated. So he's just my playmate, and I'm his playmate. So we follow each other every day. You know, I'm a mom, so you know, I look forward to that every day, just being not just entertained, but just learning from this child. This, you know, he teaches every day. And there's lesson in everything in life, so I'm glad to be a part of this. The thing about him is that he was born with a very rare condition. So when I found out about that when he was born, it kind of just threw me off the radars because it wasn't noticed before he was born. It's called tibial hemimelia. It's a rare orthopedic condition. So when he was born, you know, that kind of threw us. The doctors here didn't know how to treat it. They don't know how it could have been, you know, before. And they said it might be genetical, but they don't have anything to prove that. So things are also there on the website about Raphael. You can check those out too, because we're actually fundraising for his treatment in Florida. So we're just happy to have found the place in Florida that treats condition like these, because it's a one in a million condition. And there are 3 million people in Jamaica. So we actually didn't find anybody here who had that condition. It was just one of those things that just blew my mind, because, you know, you're like, in hope. How could this be? You know, how is this possible? But you know, it's also a learning curve, because, you know, I say to myself, if it wasn't him, it would have been somebody else, and they would have to go through the same things as parents to figure out what do we do, how do we go about it. So I feel immensely blessed not only to have this little boy in my life, but also to learn, and it's an opportunity for me to teach somebody else. So I'm just grateful for that. Like I was saying, we have the merchandise out on our website, www.nubianred.com. We also will be doing our show or talk show, where we'll talk about things relating to the philosophies of Nubian Red. It won't be like a regular talk show. It's just going to examine things in a satirical nature, as well as we'll be just be out here being witty and getting people to question things. Just to pick your brain a little bit, we're going to ask you to think about it for a little bit. And, you know, you can leave your comments. We're on Patreon, so if you want to support us, it's Nubian Red on Patreon. And you can always go there and support us. Everything is on the website, the Patreon link, the links to the merch and the projects that we're working on. Of course, we'd love to put out more music, but we haven't seen the production funds, and we'd like our quality of our work to be at a certain level. So we're just not going to put them out unless we are giving you greater value than we've given before. We don't like to do things wishy-washy. We don't want people to expect wishy-washy from us, because we're building something here. We want everybody to see that it's something positive, it's something good, and of course, it has strength. And the strength that we're building is just to make sure when we're evolving, we're changing, it's better than we were yesterday.
Absolutely. You want to put out the best you can put out. I mean, you want people to appreciate it, you know, because, you know, music nowadays don't last like it did before. And so you want to like recreate that. You want that music to last. You want people to enjoy it and they'll get the message from it. So definitely, as a fan of music itself, I appreciate that. And I mean, some artists just put some stuff out there and it doesn't make sense to put it out there if it's not right. So, tell us the name of the illness your son has, the disease your son has again, the exact name of it.
It's an orthopedic condition. It's called tibial, T-I-B-I-A-L, hemimelia, H-E-M-I-M-E-L-I-A. It took me a while to actually be able to learn the name and to be able to spell it, because I didn't know what it was.
Right.
Yes, it's an orthopedic condition that affects the limb below the knee known as the tibia. His tibia was born, when he was born, it was shorter than it needs to be. So therefore, because it was shorter, his foot it's still currently turned inwards, and he has a disability. This disability prevents him from walking properly. He hobbles around, he gets around, but the standing and the walking and the running, like regular toddlers his age, it's a bit of a challenge for him. So we've been doing our GoFundMe, doing different fundraising, putting it out in the media just to get help, because it's the cost for treating this that we found. Because what happened is when we spoke to the doctors in Jamaica, they're telling us to cut his leg off. So we're like, cut his leg off? That's like, how you expect a first time to just go cut off her son's leg? I was like, we have to find another alternative.
Exactly. Exactly. That's
to
crazy.
Shriners, and they told us that's what they offer to amputation. And I'm saying, this just sounds barbaric, you know. It sounds archaic for you to somebody. So they referred us to the Paley Institute. That's down there in Palm Beach. And when we were there, we took him there. Like, he has a version of this. Everybody just make it seem it's a fine.
I think we lost her. Like I said, I know they're having issues over in Jamaica. Let's see, we'll wait to see if she come back. But Nubian Red, she said you can just find everything on their website about the music, about the merchandise, NubianRed.com. Also, about the disability that her son has, they're doing a fundraiser. You can find information on the website as well. Definitely check out her music, man. It's different. It's a different sound. The tracks that she sent me is like, you sit there, listen to the lyrics, listen to the beats, listen to the instruments, and you can tell it's a pure Jamaican, not Jamaican, but pure classical music sound. So I think we got it back. Welcome back.
Yeah. I'm not sure what happened to my internet. Since the rains, everything here has been malfunctioning. So I have to be sitting on my steps right now. But
like we have, you know, what's going on over there with the internet and everything. So I'll just let them know, like, hopefully you come back. You did, so it's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just one of those things. Everything will fail you eventually, but you just have to keep moving on. Can't let it phase you. You can't let it stop you. You have to do what is necessary. So yeah, I'm back. I tried data yesterday, but the data wasn't working for me, so I have to come back on the internet. So I'm glad it's still here. I'm just ensuring that I'm closer. I was talking about my son and his condition, and I was just making mention that, you know, when we got to the Paley Institute in Palm Beach, they were saying to us that there are several categories, how they classify it. And my son basically has the second in the category. So it's a milder version of the condition. So it's treatable. All they'll have to do is something called limb lengthening and corrective surgeries. When they told us that, I was like, why does everybody make it seem like it's a pronouncement of just ending your leg for good? And, you know, he was saying, you know, not everybody in the orthopedics field will be, you know, examined, but this is what their work is. Right. So we asked them for the costing of all this, and they told us, and we're like, oh my goodness, here goes another hill. Yeah, because it's another hill to climb. It's exactly. A whopping $250,000 US, and we don't have that lying around anywhere. So, you know, we're trying to figure it out. We're trying to get this little boy his leg so he's functional, just like kids his age. We don't want him to see himself as just being disabled, but able, because, you know, disabilities come in many different forms, but you have to figure out your ability to move past it. So far, I think he's just thriving. You know, his brain activity is just off the chart. Sometimes he just scares me how smart he is. He's a numbers guy. Ask him anything about numbers and he's ready to have a conversation with you. He's a numbers guy. He's been reading since he was about 18 months old. I discovered that he could read. I didn't know that you could read, you know. So okay. About him is just advancing in a different way, even though he has this as a limitation. But he's advancing, and we're just grateful for that. You know, he's a blessing, I tell you. Always learning, loving to learn. He's just beautiful in his spirit, very kind, very thoughtful, you know, and we want to build that in him. I remember doing an interview, and the person said, "You need to tell the story a little sadder. You need to be a little more."
It's a joyful story. Saying, you use him as an inspiration. That's a joyful story. Like, it's overcoming.
I think so too. You know, and people want to tell you that everybody has to be crying and looking all mournful in order to have the impact, but it's not one of those stories. You know, it's triumph in this face of adversity. He's making use of the good things that God has given him in spite of the shortcomings that his physical has been given. So he's just thriving. I wouldn't want him to be sad. I wouldn't want to make him, you know, feel sorry for himself. I want him, as his mom, to know that despite whatever challenge in this world, you still have other powers. You still have brain power. You still have movement of other parts of your body. Get up and do. Get up and go. You know, you'd never stop. Never stop, because life don't stop for you. You're going to have to keep moving. You gonna get tired, no doubt about it. You rest, but you keep it moving. You have to be the inspiration your children need, not the one that they want.
Right, exactly. You gotta tell them the truth, like, about the situation. I mean, it doesn't have to be a harsh truth, but it has to be the truth. You know what I mean, it don't have to be sad. But it has to be the truth, you know what I mean? And like I said, keep inspiring them to do great things, you know. And and as parents, regardless if they have a disability or not, that's what we have to do, you know what I mean? So I applaud you for that. You know what I'm saying? And hope y'all have much success in his situation and everything. And what's the GoFundMe page? Like, just in case people don't go to the website, what's the GoFundMe page?
It was GoFundMe.com, and it's a / I believe, Saving Raphael's Leg campaign. And if they don't find it like that, they can always go into GoFundMe and just type in Saving Raphael's Leg, and it will pop up. The goal is $250,000 US. We're a little way there. We just raised $17,000, but we're grateful nonetheless, because people have decided to help us because they've seen the cause, they believe in us, and they believe in Raphael. Most definitely, they believe in Raphael. So we thank everybody who come on board just to give whatever support they can, whether it's sharing the page, sending out a love or a prayer. That is also welcome, because, you know, prayers do a lot when you need strength to move forward. So pray for us, and share the page around, show it to other persons who can donate. No matter how small it is, it's appreciated, because in Jamaica we have a saying, say one cocoa, full basket. That's how you work. One penny at a time, full up your piggy bank. That's how it works.
Okay, I like that. So what can you look forward to seeing Nubian Red doing in the future, coming to 2021? What's going on in 2021? I know you got some stuff planned out, so let me tell us now so we know.
Yeah, well, for 2021, nothing is concrete yet, but they can check NubianRed.com and look on the events section. I'll be posting stuff there, including about the talk show that we have coming out, because that is a more of the message that we're trying to get out, for people to think differently, and in your thinking, be a different person in your outward, and you will see more positive things coming towards you when you just think in the good and act in the good. I know there are always going to be bad people in the world. There are always going to be people doing bad things, and that's their choice. But we, as individuals that have raised up a certain consciousness and come to a very different kind of understanding, has to be aware that, you know, the world needs good, and it starts with each and every one of us. The world needs good. The bad people can't reign forever. They won't. And trust me, they won't.
You know what? That sounds like something Bob Marley said in one of his interviews years ago. The world needs good. So I like that.
The world is good.
You can't let the evil things overcome us. You know what I mean, especially when you're good at heart, you gotta live that life. You know what I'm saying, and be happy, and just overcome all situations. You know what I mean, you can't give up. And I see that in your spirit, and you know what I'm saying, also your son's spirit. I hear that, especially I hear him in the background. He's like he's having fun, he's having a ball right now.
Yeah, he's pressing buttons and he's laughing. I don't know what he's up to, but he's just having a ball. You know, it's him alone, and he's just finding the spirit within him, just to have that joy. And you know, I remember yesterday he was tickling me, and he just burst out laughing. Cause I said, "Your laughter sounds wonderful," and he says, "No, it's your turn to laugh, mommy." So I had to give him a laugh. You know, it's just a beautiful thing, man. It's a beautiful thing. You know, I didn't know the spirit who was being given to me to say, yeah, this is your child. But you know, it's meeting the spirit is a good spirit. It's a pleasant spirit. It's just a smart spirit. It's just something positive, and I couldn't have imagined somebody being in the world like that with so much to offer in such small person, small package, you know. You know, he's a child, but he's an inspiration. And every day I just look at him and say, you know, he's strong. He's stronger than I think, that most people think. He's just resilient and full of joy and purpose to just do what he has to do despite the condition that he has. So I'm just grateful. I'm grateful.
Absolutely. Have you performed in the States yet? Or you the only so far just been in Jamaica, that's it?
Yes, Jamaica. We're looking forward to making some movements, but it's just Jamaica. The performance that we had planned for the summer just went out the window with COVID. So we're hoping that next year, or fingers crossed, COVID just take his time and just disappear so we can get on with it. But we'll be having online shows for persons who want to get a feel of the music style and the musical presence of Nubian Red. But like I said, they just have to subscribe to the website nubianred.com, and we'll send you all the info. Every time something pops up, Nubian Red sends it directly. If I'm showing up somewhere, you'll be the first to know. So subscribe. Absolutely. subscribe. Yeah, well, whether you're subscribing on our YouTube channel, whether you're subscribing on our page, just subscribe. We'll send you the info. We're not keeping it for ourselves, because we want as many fans and as possible to be a part of the army, to be a part of Red Nation and all the good things that it has to offer.
Sounds great. Sounds absolutely great. Like, I mean, it's inspiring. It's very inspiring. I mean, people, when people hear your music, they understand exactly what you're saying right now, because it's this, it's a whole movement. It's a whole new movement. You know what I'm saying? Jam rock. It's a great feel. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I feel the music. I feel it live instruments. You know what I mean? I hear your voice, and you know what I'm saying, how powerful it is. And I love it. You know what I mean? So it's definitely worth giving a shout out. So that's why you're here today with me.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. No problem. It's my pleasure. Absolutely my pleasure. But before we go, I want you to give your shout outs and everything, and also let people know exactly where they can find you at, besides, you know, including the website. So don't forget that as well.
Okay. Just want to shout out to all the people who have been supporting us from day one, you know, our musician, Stephen Maxwell. He's all the way in Australia. Big up yourself, Stephen. You've done great work and people are seeing it. Kevin Lee, video director, and in some case, he's the editor. So big up yourself. He's all the way in Canada now, but big up yourself, Mr. Lee. Love you, same way. Atai, the person who's behind all of this, pushing for us, you know, to be, I'm just the face of it, but there are other people behind me just pushing and cheering me along. Thanks, Atai. We appreciate all the work you've done. Atai is very much involved in the lyrics production, the music production itself, and of course the video. So, you know, it's a lot. Thank you guys so much. I don't want to fail to mention anybody, but once you've made your contribution, it is appreciated, and you are appreciated. Enough love to the people who have been with us from the start, like our vocalist, Deidre and Gavin. thank you so much, LaToya and Carrie Ann, or makeup person Trudy. Trudy's doing good work. So, you know, she always understands what I'm moving forward for. So she delivers every single time. So thanks, Trudy. Who else? The guys in the background, Kemar, Jerome, who else? Gina, Taylor, Jason, Rory. I don't want to forget anybody. The guys who are just always supporting me. Thank you guys so much for being a part of the team. The team's small, but whenever you be on Red Call, you show up and you put your all into it. Thanks to Kirk Lee. And not forget Kirk. No, sir. Kirk is always on the ball. So thanks, Kirk. Yeah, people can check out newbieandred.com, www.newbieandred.com. Subscribe if you care to. Just get some of the merch. They're inspiring t-shirts, just as the messaging says about what we do. You know, sometimes you just want to say what's on your mind without even opening your mouth, or tees do just that, whether it's telling you, you know, courage. You have to keep it up when you step out in the days, or, you know, what you say. Are you out here feeling like a lost thing? Get some of the merch. They're a really great gift items for the Christmas and beyond. There are also things there for Valentine's. If you want to skip Christmas, I'm going to go all the way to Valentine's. There are things in there. Talk about love, you know, love unleashed. Everything is in there. So serendipity, when you're having a good day, you can just let everybody know that, yeah, we are having the best day ever. Yeah, check those out. We have great merch. We have other things lined up, but we can't spill all the beans one time. So we're spilling the faces. So just subscribe to our website and you'll get updates on everything that you've been ready. And believe me, it's a lot that we're trying to push forward for next year and beyond, because we want the world to hear the rest of the music. We don't want to keep them for ourselves. It's a lot that we have. And when I say a lot, it's like more than 100. And when I go through them and I said, oh, did I write this? I sang this. I was like, I remember this. And I was like, oh my goodness. No, you all need to hear this. And I'm like, yeah, we have to get the production out. So support us on Patreon too. Support us on Patreon. Whatever you can do is a $3 thing. Just do your $3 sign up. You get you'll be the first to know about all things Newbieand Red when you're on Patreon. So go to patreon.com and type in Newbieand Red and you'll find me. I'm on YouTube, Newbieand Red. Can't miss me. I'm on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn as Newbieand Red Official. I'm on Twitter as Newbieand Red Music. You can follow me there. Follow me. I'll follow you back. Sometimes I don't get a chance to follow everybody back because we're doing other things. But as soon as I notice it, I'll follow you right back. So just follow me on Instagram, on Facebook, on LinkedIn, Newbieand Red Official. I'm on Twitter at Newbieand Red Music, and I'm also on Bandcamp at Newbieand Red. I'm SoundCloud Newbieand Red. We don't have Spotify here in Jamaica, so it's a third party that does the streaming for us. But you can check out the music. It's on Spotify, Deezer. Where else? It's on Amazon, Google Music, where else? Just all the streaming platforms, the major streaming platforms. It's there. So check out Newbieand Red stuff. More great music coming your way. I'm glad everybody's enjoying the sounds of Jam Morocco. We want to produce more, but you know, you have to help us by just supporting the work that we're doing right now. Wherever you can go and tell a friend, say, yeah, you have to listen to that author. Yeah, you have to buy our music. You have to support her. This is good things, because we're only going to give you good quality stuff, and we're only going to give you stuff that has a positive essence about it, a messaging that is just leading you into a better state of mind, of self, of just doing. So, yeah, just check out newbieandred.com. All the info is there. Subscribe, and we'll follow you too, because you know we love all our fans. We're building a fan base called Red Nation. You can be a part of that just by subscribing. There's no fee to sign up. Just subscribe and you're a part of Red Nation. We send you all the information that where New Ben Red will be turning up, so you get that. But if you're on Patreon, you get things first, so remember to sign up on Patreon too. Thank you so much for having me on your show. I appreciate it and love it. Jamrock is a sound, but it's also a new movement. You know, it's timeless. It has the essence of positivity. And I'm glad it moved you to be engaging with New Ben Red and what we have to offer here. Thank you so much.
No, thank you. It's my pleasure. Like I said, it's my pleasure to have you on this platform. You know what I'm saying? This is what you do. We reach out to upcoming artists and make sure they get that same attention, that same limelight that the stars again. You know what I mean? That's what we want to do. So it's my pleasure. And I say I'm about to go subscribe now to all the pages. So yeah, I mean, I want to hear that music first. So that'll be the first one. But we definitely want to have you back coming, you know what I mean, the new year. Let me check up on you guys and see what y'all got going on. I want all of the exclusives, so I'm definitely gonna be hollering back at you, let you know it's time to come back on the show again. So you know what I mean, so
all right, no problem. We'll be here, and when we're releasing, we'll just hit you up and let you know when we're releasing so we can have a chat about the new music too.
Sounds good to me. You know what I mean? Meantime, listen, take care of that beautiful boy of yours. You know what I mean? Enjoy the holidays and keep on doing what you're doing. Y'all keep on pushing. Red Nation. You know what I'm saying? Nubian Red. And I appreciate you for coming on the show.
Blessings, blessings, blessings.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
Another great interview. Nubian Red, you know what I mean? All of you from Jamaica. You know, this is how we do things, you know what I'm saying? We introduce the world to these upcoming great artists that's doing their thing, and this is what Supreme Alliance Radio do. So I mean, I appreciate everybody that constantly tuning in and watching and checking out the interviews. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube page, Supreme Alliance Radio on YouTube. Just type it in the search, it'll pop up. You see some of the new interviews, some of the old interviews from back in like 2016, and some of the podcasts and stuff like that. So make sure y'all tune into the subscribe to the YouTube page. And make sure y'all tune into WTLB Radio. You know what I'm saying? That all that gonna be in the comments. So the link was doing the show's air. Matter of fact, there's one airing tonight. So make sure y'all tune in. transformyou.com/Supreme Alliance Radio. Make sure I put the links in the comments. Like I said, it's Supreme Alliance Radio. Appreciate everybody for tuning in, watching, showing, giving us the love. I mean, as always, we have the dopest interviews lined up from artists from all over, the dopest music. You know what I mean? So make sure y'all keep tuning in. It's your boy Just, Supreme Alliance Radio, and we out. Peace.